This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
People across the country are calling for big cuts to police budgets. In Austin, City Manager Spencer Kronk has proposed reducing last year's budget by $150,000, a roughly 0.03% cut. Many people have said that's not even close to enough. For nearly 10 hours on Thursday, hundreds of Austinites called in to tell city council members to do more. Here's some of what they had to say.
Hi, my name is Sydney, and I live in District 7, and I'm calling to say that I'm disappointed in the budget that's been presented because it seems more concerned with maintaining the status quo than reimagining public safety.
This proposal is just completely disrespectful, unethical, and just immoral on all levels.
I cannot believe we are being offered this pittance and insult of a cut to the APD budget.
If a budget is a moral document, Spencer Kronk's current proposal is immoral.
Feels like a slap in the face to the thousands and thousands of people who are demanding transformation in response to APD's brutality.
Hello, Mayor and Austin City Council staff. My name is Brenda Ramos. My son, Mike, my only child, was murdered by APD Officer Taylor 90 days ago. I am so angry and exhausted by the official lies and confusing delays. My lawyer keeps asking APD for information, and they tell her the investigation is going on. What does that mean, even mean? Here's the truth from me to you. You should take away RAPD's budget for investigation murders and give that money to someone who actually cares.
I won't support any budget that doesn't cut funding to APD by at least $100 million.
I'm calling to demand a budget that defunds APD by 50%.
I'm calling today to demand that the Austin City Council approve a budget that defunds the police department by $100 million.
Hi, my name is Maria Persons, and I've lived in Allendale in District 7 for 20 years. I'm joining the chorus of voices inviting you to reimagine public safety by reducing the APD budget by $200 million.
I'm urging the city to reallocate these funds from APD to increase funding to mental health, housing, and community health initiatives.
I'm a former City of Austin employee. I saw facilities, rec centers, pools, parks in egregious states of disrepair.
We demand you reinvest these funds into healthcare, EMS, education, housing, mental health and drug addiction resources, domestic violence reasons.
I'm a survivor of domestic violence. I called APD before the violence escalated to my hospitalization. The officers who showed up were not trained to be able to help me. All of the women's shelters were full and wouldn't take me and my son in. I was told to stay with my abuser until I had more proof of his violence. Only when my back was covered in third-degree burns did APD make an arrest.
People want structural change. You have a choice to be a part of that change or to go down in history as being against it.
I really would like you to think back to when you first got on city council or when you first started thinking about making a change. Today is that day. You are able to make that change.
Do your job. You work for us, and you know what we are asking you to do. Be bold. Stand up. Be an example to other people. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next speaker.
That story was produced by KUT's Audrey McGlinchey. You can follow more coverage of the City of Austin's budget at KUT.org.